Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Didn't I ask you for this song and you have not, you've yet to deliver it?
It's Friction by Imagine Dragons.
Well, you gotta.
I'll text it to you.
Like, well,
you.
I'm busy. I can't, you know, I need it. There was another one too you didn't get me.
I know the one. I'll get them to you.
All right. It's a program here on Sports Radio 810 WHP. Petro Siebel, fast talking Rob, running the operation. We're gonna talk to a very entertaining site. Great follow on Twitter as well. Awful Announcing. You know, it can be scary to those of us in the announcing business, like if you end up on the list. But a lot of great stuff. It's more than just, hey, this guy sucks. Trust me, they do a lot of great work there. And one of the guys who does is Ben Koo. He's written a very interesting piece that absolutely speaks to me about the NFL Sunday Ticket and its future. He joins us right now on our Sprint guest line. Ben, how are you?
Good. It's Friday. We got a bunch of football the next few days, so life is good. How about you?
Very good. First of all, I can check something off my bucket list. I have now met and spoken with the world's greatest Chinese Jew, and I've been looking for that forever. That is the greatest line I've ever seen anybody have for the first line of their Twitter handle. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's a trophy my friend gave me, and I've been challenged one time, but was able to retain the trophy.
Who was the challenger, and how did it go? How did you win? How did you prevail?
All right. So I had a friend who actually works in sports media, used to be one of the heads at Fox Sports. He said on his flight that he met another Chinese Jew. And that he was going to set up a meeting of me and this woman, and he was going to bring trivia questions about, Chinese culture and Jewish culture. And I was in deep trouble. He said she was a writer for The Daily Show for 5 or 6 years, and that she had her own company. And, you know, that's a big challenge. But I drove all the way up to San Francisco from where I lived at the time, and she did not show up. So I retained the belt. She did not come.
But you did take the belt. It was there. It was ready to be contested, right?
Yep. You know, it was on the line, and she just decided she didn't want to come up to the championship fight. So still champion.
That's awesome. That is absolutely fantastic. All right. I really enjoyed your piece because I've been wrestling with the idea of getting rid of the Sunday ticket. I have the Sunday ticket. I'm a sports talk fatty, right? So I consider it kind of an obligation. I really do. I feel like, am I doing my job if I don't have the Sunday ticket? First of all, explain to me why. I always like to know what the inspiration was to write this piece, right? I know why I would sit down and write this piece, and you had some great facts in it that I really enjoyed. What was your inspiration for why you thought it was time to question whether or not the Sunday ticket is not only something that people should have in their homes, but whether or not it's even good for the NFL?
Yeah, so I've had it for a long time. In my house growing up, we got the Sunday ticket, and then I went away to college, and I didn't have DirecTV, and so we did not get, you know, I didn't have the Sunday ticket at college, and then coming back, I've had it for 12 years, and the cost has continued to go up, but the product itself has kind of changed over the years, and I think a large part of my article was that kind of focuses on the Red Zone channel. So it might have been about 10 years ago, DirecTV rolls out the Red Zone channel, and that was a new thing, and it became very popular. So you would have to buy the Sunday ticket, which at the time was almost $300, and you'd get the Red Zone channel. And my behavior as a viewer started watching that Red Zone channel. But about 5 or 6 years ago, if you didn't have DirecTV and the Sunday ticket, there became a copycat Red Zone channel. So you could either basically through DirecTV pay, now it's $400, and receive this Red Zone channel, which for a lot of people would be the bulk of what they were using the Sunday ticket for. But if you do not have DirecTV, that same experience, they call it NFL Red Zone versus Red Zone Channel, is basically either free or, you know, at most $5 to $10 a month. So, and now you can even get it on your phone for just $5 a month. So basically, if you have DirecTV, to get that Red Zone channel, it costs $400. And if you don't have it, it's like $0 to $40. And for people like me who primarily just watch the Red Zone experience, it makes no sense to spend $400 when it's readily available, you know, essentially for a fraction of that. So that was really kind of my main gripe there. I understand that there are fans who, you know, they might be in your market and they're a huge Steelers fan or a Cowboys fan and they have to watch every single game start to finish. But there's a huge chunk of fans who have just got hooked on that Red Zone experience, and there, you know, it doesn't make sense to spend almost half a G to watch that.
G being grand, which is $1,000. For you kids out there, Rob, if you don't understand where Ben's going with that, I love that. Ben, so here's the other part. You ran a poll, Awful Announcing, you guys did a poll. Basically, it said if you pay the $400 for the full Sunday ticket, how much of your usage of it would you say is the Red Zone channel? And 58% said 51% or more. 25% said 51 to 75%. 33%, which was the largest group, said 76 to 100%, so three quarters or more of their time on the Red Zone or on the Sunday ticket is spent on the Red Zone channel. And I'm with you. That's kind of where I've gotten. Listen, I got a great setup, and it's fantastic for college football, where I got now five TVs that I can sit and try to watch all the games. But even on the NFL, one of the channels is always the Red Zone, and that's the one, and my buddies all like to come over to my house and watch the games. And that's the one that everybody's eyes gravitate towards, right? And I'm sitting there going, like, you know, do I really need, you know, and plus the NFL's watered it down with Thursday Night Football takes a game away, plus all the bye weeks and everything takes away from it. And yet you're right. We get nothing more, and they charge more and more and more all the time. What I think is interesting and what I thought was bold on your part, because you're certainly not going to sell any advertising to DirecTV with this piece, right? And we all got to pay the bills. As you go so far as to say, and quote tweets from people saying, this is what you got to do. Call and complain, and DirecTV will instantly give you refunds. I mean, did you think about that? That, like, did any of the bosses go, hey, whoa. Don't be giving the game plan on how to save money, because we'd actually like to sell some advertising to DirecTV.
Yeah, I mean, online advertising is so complicated. I wouldn't be surprised if DirecTV ads continue to show up on our site from time to time. They're hard to kind of filter off of individual sites when you do kind of like a blanket buy,
right?
You know, across like an ad network. But
if it does pop up, can you get me a screenshot and send it to me? Because I would have a good laugh at that.
Yeah, I can certainly do that. I think, you know, one thing you brought up is a lot of people are not paying $400. If you call and threaten to cancel, usually they'll mark it down. But they'll do it in a way where they'll say, hey, I'm looking at your bill here. You have HBO and Showtime. How about we give you 6 months of that free? You know, a lot of people do it, but a lot of people don't go through that process. There are people who can't kind of proactively call and make up a complaint they have against DirecTV and then really kind of be a firm individual threatening to cancel to negotiate that down. So while it works for many people and is something I would recommend, and I've done myself, a lot of people just don't have that personality to really call and be kind of confrontational about a problem that doesn't exist, because you pretty much have to threaten to cancel. And, you know, if you're going to threaten to cancel, they want to know why, and you're going to have to make something up, because most people are generally happy with DirecTV, but, you know, because it's the Sunday ticket, because it's so expensive, and because it's exclusive to them, and it's going to be for, after this season, four more seasons. So that was another thing, is that this isn't going to be something that kind of corrects itself quickly. You know, it's going to be 2023 season will be the first season where something could legitimately change here.
All right, we're talking to Ben Koo from awfulannouncing.com. And by the way, if you're saying to yourself, listen, I don't get the Red Zone ticket, Red Zone channel, or you do get it, or you say, I don't get the Sunday ticket, I don't care, it's irrelevant to me, I'm going to tell you what the piece gets into, which I think is great, which talks about the overall future of the NFL, which I think is intriguing. But one more thing leading up to that that you guys cover it in the piece about the Sunday ticket and about what all is going on, and what you just said there about calling up and complaining, right? If you don't have the stones, I shouldn't say stones. If you don't have the time or the energy or the personality to sit and joust to try to save a few bucks, they're basically taking advantage of you. And then also, what I thought was great was you ran the numbers on, listen, they got about this many subscribers that pay this much, and at $1.5 billion per year, they're losing money on the NFL Sunday ticket. Like, they can't possibly be bringing that revenue back. But what you didn't have was all the money you got to pay just to have a regular package beforehand, but to get the Sunday ticket. You can't just call up and say, I want Sunday ticket. You've got to have a subscription and even the advanced sports subscription as well, right? So it's not just $400. It's $400 plus 80, 90, whatever their basic package is. Then the sports package, which is $40, $50 a month. I mean, it's another $100 that you got to pay just to be eligible to get the Sunday ticket, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is what a lot of people have kind of the feedback to me, and I know it's for a fact, this is one of the most successful products ever for any league and for really any cable or satellite company. This has really put DirecTV on the map. DirecTV launched with a Sunday ticket, and that's how they started. They got their kind of first wave of subscribers, and that's how they are pretty much the only thing bars and restaurants can really have, because, you know, if you're a bar, you want people coming into your bar on Sunday to watch football, and you know the people coming in on Sunday are probably people who don't have DirecTV and the Sunday ticket. So if you're, you know, they have so many bar and restaurant customers, you know, almost a monopoly. You know, so they're making a lot of money there. But $1.5 billion is a huge number. That's more than what Fox pays for the NFL, and that's more than what CBS pays for the NFL, and I think it's actually more than what NBC pays for the Sunday night game. So it's a huge amount of money, and that kind of explains the price tag. But you know what DirecTV is paying for is basically, hey, we're going to have customers that, you know, they're going to pay $400 for, but so many of those customers the rest of the year and for, you know, years and years and years, and look at me after college, I did a whole decade with them. They're not going to switch off the cable. And you know, maybe, you know, they gave me the Sunday ticket. Let's say I talked them on $200, and the cost to them, you know, if they figured it out, you know, it was maybe, you know, $500. But if you look the rest of the year, how much money did they make, you know, whatever deficit they have between what they price it at and how many they sell, they're making up because, yeah, you're a customer of the regular service for 12 months a year, and they're making money there. So, for them, it's not about the $400. It's a loss leader, which you would call
sure.
it from a business term. Yeah. They lose money on it individually, but they make money in the long run based on everything else that you're spending money on with them.
Yeah, it's like the buffet in Vegas before Vegas started sucking. It's still great. Don't get me wrong. I still go to Vegas, but used to be better. I'm much older than you, it sounds like, because I did not go to college. There was no Sunday ticket when I was in college. All right, but it's like, you know, you used to get like you'd eat $20 worth of food at a Vegas buffet and it cost you $10, but they knew you were going to drop $300 at the blackjack table. Hence, that's the lost leader concept of what's going on there. It's
that and the booze.
Yes.
The free booze.
Well, and we don't, and that's going away, the SOBs. And even I had a spot, I'm not going to tell everybody, where they got dollar beers. And it was $2 this year when I went out for the fantasy football trip. And the guy's like, it's been $1 for 18 years, sir. We got to raise the price at some point. I actually had to go, all right, dude. All right, you're right. All right, we'll live with it. All right, we still need 11. And so we paid $22. All right, so, and we're talking to Ben Koo from Awful Announcing here about the future of it. The thing that I think is scary for the NFL, that if somebody in the league office, or like Clark Hunt, the current owner of the Chiefs, or Mark Donovan, the president of the Chiefs. Hello to the guys if they're listening over there. I know we get monitored. If they're listening, what should scare them is the parts at the end where you tell the story of people who are transplants of their team, started out buying the Sunday ticket, and now it became too expensive, and they found other things to do. The NFL's been down ratings-wise 2 years in a row, and I know everybody wants to attribute it just to the controversy of the kneeling for the anthem, and there's no doubt that that contributes to it, but it's never any one thing. And when all the kneeling is being talked about and they're making all their decisions about that, whichever side you're on, fine, set that aside. I'm not talking about kneeling, but I'm saying it's not just that. And I thought this was interesting that there are a number of people that you spoke to that are like, listen, I'm a transplant of this team. It's too much. And I found out that I can live without this. I'm a college football fan now. All the college games are on, so I just root for my college team. They are actually running off a lot of their viewers, right?
Yeah, that was something I tweeted out where, hey, you know, the Chiefs are a pretty good team and you guys have a lot of loyalty to that team. But if you were, let's say, you know, a fan of someone like the Texans or, you know, just one of the you know, teams that aren't performing, a Dolphins fan, and you move and you still want to watch your team because you've always liked them. So you move to, let's say, you know, like I did, Ohio. And you look to get the Sunday ticket. I mean, first you have to your building or wherever you live has to have the TV. But then it's like, whoa, $400. And you start thinking about it, you know, hey, I don't know if our team's going to make the playoffs. You know, I see six of our games might be on national TV. You know, I can catch their touchdowns on the Red Zone channel. And then a lot of people reply to me, hey, I moved to an area where fall is the best weather season. I like being outside, or I started a family and my kids play, you know, soccer on Sundays, or, you know, now I'm more of a college football fan, or I got into the EPL. So we saw a lot of that. And I thought one thing was very interesting was someone who said he was a lifelong Vikings fan, that, you know, basically didn't want to spend the $400 and, you know, only watched some of his team's games that were on national TV. And, you know, what he tweeted to me, which was interesting, was that because he didn't really watch the Vikings anymore, his kids never developed a rooting interest in any specific NFL team. And he basically said his kids are into other, you know, sports. So that fandom, like if you've ever watched a game with your parents or, you know, had children and got them, tried to get them into your team, it's not there because the cost to do that for 16 Sundays, you know, as you came as one buy, if you want to watch your team out of market, it's $400. And I think a lot of people just kind of look at that price tag and go, no, I'm not, you know, I can watch, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of these games on regular TV, so I'm not going to spend, you know, for the additional, let's say, 10 games, $40 a game to watch my team, which is going to go 8-8 or 6-10, so... It's just, a lot of people are kind of just turning their backs because it's too high of a number.
I think, and I bring these things up, and a lot of times I think when we question the NFL doing something wrong or we question the safety issues, like I think the NFL, I mentioned there's a lot of different things that contribute to their decreasing ratings. Part of it just being more channels, more options, more places to go. But you know, when you got the injury factor, less people are playing it. I think if you don't play it, you're less likely to be less likely, not unlikely, not no chance. But the less people that play a sport, the less likely they are to be drawn in and become a P1, a primary viewer of the sport. But I always get labeled as like, oh, why are you attacking NFL? Why do you hate the NFL? I love the NFL. But I want to ask these questions because I want the NFL to get it right so the NFL's around forever, right? There's a lot of questions they got to answer. Here's my question to you, though. You've done a lot of research on it. You're obviously a bright guy. Where is the future? 2025. How are we consuming the NFL? Is the red zone still around? I think it'll definitely be around. Is the Sunday ticket still around? Like, what do you see as the future for NFL consumption in 2025, 2050 for the viewer out there?
Yeah, that's a good question. And we actually did something about 5 or 6 years ago we did a piece called Football in 2030. So we did this in, like, 2010. And we did one segment on college football where we asked them a bunch of different panelists questions about this the rules of the game, how it's being freely broadcasted, and we did it for the NFL, and we did one for media. Now that we're a little bit closer to, you know, 2025, what I think is going to happen is, unfortunately, I think the, you know, AT&T, which now owns DirecTV, or, they own DirecTV, I think they're going to re-up the Sunday Ticket. You know, from my sources, it sounds very inevitable that if you want the Sunday Ticket and don't have DirecTV, you're going to be out of luck. But I do think that now that AT&T owns DirecTV, the Sunday Ticket will become available on their other services. So they have a service called AT&T UVerse, which is like a normal cable service, which is actually what I have, and I think it's pretty serviceable. So that would mean if, you know, a handful million more households could get the Sunday Ticket. And they have a service called DirecTV Now, which is for cord cutters, which I think their next contract they would include in that deal. But what I think the NFL will do to kind of address this is I think they will essentially make a streaming option more available. So, and I don't think right now if you want to get the streaming option, you have to get it through DirecTV, and it's pretty difficult to do. You have to prove that you can't get DirecTV to get the streaming option. So you basically have to enter your address, and they'll go, hey, wait a second. We think you can have DirecTV, so you can't stream the Sunday Ticket, which, you know, it's kind of crazy. So I think that'll go away, and the NFL will directly sell a streaming option for those available, not through a cable company. I think that'll be one change. And then it's interesting what's going to happen with the Red Zone. The one thing I said is that there are two exact channels doing the exact same thing. One of them costs $400. The other one's free. I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL looked at having one uniform channel that DirecTV used and other cable providers used, and that maybe be a little bit more expensive. I think people will pay for it. You know, and right now people are paying $400 for it, and then you have another group of people paying almost nothing for it. So I think probably, you know, $100 for 4 months of the Red Zone channel is something everyone would potentially pay, and I could see that being more of a universally priced package, and, you know, having it only be one studio and host instead of right now two channels doing the exact same thing.
Talking to Ben Koo from Awful Announcing. He also writes for the comeback, Awful Announcing's new site as well. There's a lot of interesting stuff if you appreciate media and sports and where they intersect. Ben, my final four, brought to you by Mosquito Squad. Four quickies. You just tell me the first thing that pops into your mind. And I'll start you with this
one.
Which, by the way, curiously, this isn't one of the questions, but where the hell are you from that you're an A's fan and a Buckeye fan?
Yeah, so grew up in the Bay Area in Mountain View, California, which is now where Google's from. I used to have to explain where it is, and now people go, oh, Google, and always loved the A's. And then I went to college at Ohio State. So that's how you get that weird combination.
So are you a Raider fan?
No, a lot of people think I should be a Raiders fan, but what I point out was when I grew up, the Raiders were in L.A., so the Niners are my NFL team.
Okay, all right, that's fine. All right, here we go. Four quickies. We'll start with this. Awful Announcing is the website. Who is the worst play-by-play or color analyst? You got somebody who just drives you crazy?
Oh, for so long it was Phil Sims. now I will go with Matt Millen.
Matt Millen, okay, all right. Very good. Your A's go how far this year in the postseason?
They will win the wild card game and then lose in the divisional round.
Lose division, yeah. No, they'll lose in the wild card. I mean, I want them to do well because I love Billy Bean. I think he's fascinating and just impressive. And so I always get behind the A's in the playoffs, and they suck. So maybe I should not root for them, and maybe they'll go somewhere. We'll
I
see.
Thought I was never going to jump on again after they kept breaking my heart, but here I am.
We'll always have 14, won't we, Ben? We'll always have 14.
Yeah.
Those of us in KC know what I mean. How many extra holidays do you get as the world's greatest Chinese Jew?
I'd say two. There are 2 days where I think I'm kind of excused from work activities. I don't really take them, but that would be – and we're in that season now, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Okay. Okay, good to know, good to know. So then, all right. Then finally, I would like to get the impression of people outside of Kansas City. What's the Chiefs' record going to be when the season's over?
Oh, you guys were looking good, and I mean, it's kind of rolling for you guys. I'd say we're looking at an 11-5, and I think that's going to win the West.
Okay.
Will that get a bye? I mean, that's the big question. Winning the division is great, but getting that first week bye, which is tough to do at 11-5, but sometimes it happens. Yeah, it could happen. The AFC North is not. I could see the Steelers going 10-6 and winning the North. The South, I don't see the Jaguars or whoever comes out of there being better than. So I'm going to go 11-5. You guys are the 2 seed. The Patriots are the 1 seed, and you guys will be hosting a playoff game.
Doesn't matter.
In the new year in Arrowhead.
Doesn't matter.
Pat Mahomes is going to be at home in 2019 hosting a playoff game against. I don't know, Pittsburgh or something like that.
It doesn't matter, and I'm going to tell you why. So I'm going to make it the final 4+1. How many home playoff games have the Kansas City Chiefs won in the entire history of the blanking franchise?
Oh, man. I mean, I have a pretty good memory. I remember the Elway's Broncos, and I think there was a loss to the Ravens a handful of years ago when you had Matt Castle. So, I don't know, one or two?
Two. We've won 2 home playoff games, and they came in back-to-back years in the 90s. 2. We've won a Super Bowl, for God's sake. We didn't even win a home playoff game that year. All right? 2. So. Putting us at home, Ben, I know you were trying to kiss up to the fans, but you really accomplished nothing on that one. I'll be honest.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah. Hey, times are changing. It's the Pat Mahomes era.
That's true.
You guys always have a good defense. You're running the ball. Andy Reid's got a nifty little playbook. Tyreek. I think the Chiefs are – I don't think anyone wants to see the Chiefs in the playoffs. I think that is a tough game for anyone, whether it's on the at home or on the road.
I'll take that, even though Andy Reid's 1-4 in the playoffs with the Chiefs. But I will take it. I think you hit on it best. Pat Mahomes is here, and we're all in Pat we trust. Ben, great stuff, buddy. I love the piece. Keep up the great work. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right, you too. Ben Koo from Awful Announcing and the comeback. We'll take a break. A couple thoughts I had about the conversation there next in the program.